Hey everyone, how are you? I hope you're having a fantastic day or evening. Today we are talking about how it is never too late to make a career change. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk Learn Grow Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I'm your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in human resources, which is what I have my master's degree in. And my passion is really helping others and sharing my knowledge. So here we are. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. Let's get into it. So it is never too late to make a career change. I want to be like super, super clear about this. And here's the thing. It's likely that at some point in our career, we're going to end up realizing we aren't happy and we want to make a change. It is very unlikely that someone goes to college for what they want to do for the rest of their life and they continue to be 1000% happy the entire time. If that is you, like legit high five, kudos, yay, that is amazing. Most of us realize or grow out of a job or a career and we want to switch gears eventually. I mean, it depends, right? Some people work for 20 years, some people work for 70 years. Either way, that's a long time. Some people don't work at all, but this podcast probably isn't for those people, right? And, you know, whether it's a couple years after, you know, you get into your career and you're like, oh, this isn't for me, whether it's a few decades and you realize, oh, this isn't for me, it really, like, genuinely is never too late to make a move that will make you happy. Because the reality is your happiness is everything. You do deserve a career that you enjoy, and you are worthy of a career that makes you happy. So let's get into the tips I have for people who are looking to make a career change. Number one is evaluate first. Before you do anything, make a resume, like tell people you're looking for a new job, you have to evaluate first. So the reason being, you don't want to make a move to another dud, you know? So make a list, you know, journal it out or whatever, and think about what do you like to do and why? What do you dislike doing? What do you not like to do and why? What have you loved the most about your past jobs or roles? What have you hated the most about your past roles or past jobs? Think about and list out what kind of a leader do you want to work for? What kind of leader do you not want to work for? What type of team do you want to be a part of? What type of work are you looking to do? What sort of office environment do you want? You know, what kind of corporate culture are you looking for? You know, and how will you know that you're happy? You know, because I feel like a lot of times people realize, oh, I'm not happy. I don't like this job. I'm going to get a new one. But they don't necessarily figure out what will make them happy. And so if you don't know what's going to make you happy, it really isn't going to do you a whole lot of good to try and go find a new job if the reason you're leaving is because you're unhappy. And also think about, you know, how do you want to feel in your new career? And how does that compare with how you feel now? And what do you need to know before you can determine if something is a good fit? You know, maybe there's a couple things that are kind of more one-off questions that you just need to have answered. What are those? You know, is the income going to be different? What are the risks? What are the pros? What are the cons, right? So think about, you know, holistically and evaluate all of the things before you're like, I'm out, I'm done, here's my 2-week notice. And then you're like, oh shit. Or someone presents you with what seems like a good opportunity, but you have no idea what you really want. And so you accept it and you're like, well, this sucks also, right? Like, that's not a good situation either. Number two. So after we evaluate, we are going to do some research. So number two is research. You know, are you qualified for the new role that you want? What do you need to do to become qualified? And what sort of experience and skills do you need to get or acquire? And number three is making a plan, a very specific plan to close the gap. So let's say Stephanie, who is in HR, wants to be a lawyer. I have to go to law school. So what are the very specific plans, right? Down to, okay, how am I going to pay for law school? When is the next application due? When does class start? How long will it take? How am I going to go to law school and keep my job? Do I keep my job? If I don't keep my job, how am I paying my bills? Am I getting a different job? You know, all of the things, right? You have to list out everything you need to do and then create a plan, right? And the plan doesn't have to be, I'm going to do all the things in the next, you know, 2 months. It could be that you're going to do all the things in the next 3 years, right? But you still need to know what these specific steps are going to be. And you also need to know that the plan is going to change, right? Because that's how life works. Number four is networking and asking questions. So, you know, one, do you know anyone with this career? If you do, can you set up a conversation with them? If you don't, get on LinkedIn, find people who have that job, and just network with complete strangers. And that honestly sometimes might even be easier because it's like, if they say no, you know, whatever. But I feel like they don't have any stake in the game because they don't know you. So they may be more transparent with you than a friend, right? And ask them, what do you like about this job? What do you hate about this job? What do you wish you knew when you started? What are the growth opportunities? What are the challenges? What are the successes that you've had, right? So figuring out all the things based on their feedback, and then you can evaluate again. Is this something I really want to do, or was I just kidding? And number five, make it happen, right? You've done your research, you've evaluated, you've networked, you've asked questions, you've interviewed people, you've made the plan, right? Get it done. Like, take action on your plan and make it happen. Number six, be happy. So you've done all the things, right? And you've done your research and you know how you're going to feel, or you know what's going to make you happy, and you've identified all those things. There you are. You're happy. Now, I say that in a very short, you know, 10-ish minute episode on a podcast. This very well could take you years, and I get that. I totally get that. However, let's say you decide to make a career change at 60, and you plan to work till you're 70, and it takes you maybe a year or two to move into a role that you really like. That is 8 years of happiness versus 10 more years of miserableness. Miserableness is not a word. How about 10 more years of misery? And again, going back to the pros cons list, is it worth it? I don't know. However, I can guarantee you it's never too late to make a career change, because again, your happiness is everything. And it's usually not as hard as people think it will be. You know, and I would encourage you to start taking immediate action on some of these things, because if your happiness is on the line, there's not a whole lot of other reasons that could make you not start, right? There are exceptions to every rule, but in general. All right, everyone. I hope you found that information helpful and valuable. If you have questions you want me to answer on the podcast, let me know. Fill out the Google survey in the show notes below. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, listening to the show, supporting the podcast. I appreciate you. You can find the episode show notes over at stephdennis13.com. If you want to find out how we can work together specifically on resume consulting, head over to listentocareertalk.com for more information. If you want to support the show financially, you can do so via PayPal or Anchor. On the Anchor app, you can also leave me a voice message, which is pretty sweet. Please, if you are enjoying the podcast, leave a rating and or review for the podcast. Really does help, and I love reading them. You can find me on the socials over at StephDennis103. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so amazing, so awesome. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful rest of your day.